The countdown to season 2025 is on. 112 days until the first bounce of the ball. The fixture has arrived, and the man responsible for delivering it is AFL fixture boss Josh Boller. Josh, welcome to you. Great to see you again.
Thanks, Nat. It's great to be here on fixture release day.
I know, it's a very exciting day. A lot of hard work gone into this, so congratulations to you and your team. Now, this is your fourth fixture that you've been involved in. Is it getting easier, the process, or not really?
Look, I'm not sure about easier. Each year we try to evolve the fixture as much as possible, and it throws up a bunch of different challenges. This year it's been, with an increase in Thursday night games, it has thrown up some unique challenges, as well as us transitioning to a new broadcast rights deal, which is... made it an interesting sort of month as we've built the fixture.
I'm sure it has. So let's unpack it all at the moment. We've got the first 16 weeks of the season, and Friday nights, of course, are the big ticket item, Josh. And Hockball took the football world by storm in 2024. And it looks like the AFL like what they saw as well, because Hawthorn have four Friday night games, the most in the league after... well, been off Broadway for most of 2024.
Yes, so Friday night remains one of the premier nights of the week from a match perspective. And Hawthorn played an exciting brand of footy last year and got the footy world behind them. So it's going to be exciting to see them show up on Friday nights.
Yeah, so they had zero last season, so they've gone to four, which is massive for them. I'm noting too that the Dreamtime game between Essendon and Richmond, which has been traditionally played on a Saturday night, is actually going to be played on a Friday night in 2025. Can you talk me through the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, sure. So in the new broadcast rights deal, Seven's primary slots are Thursday night, Friday night and Sunday, and so given that there isn't a Saturday night Channel 7 slot, we thought it was really important to have Dreamtime at the G, a game of such national significance for our fans, in the biggest light possible, and so we put it on a Friday night to expose it to audiences across the country and make it as big as we can.
That's going to be huge. Cannot wait for that on a Friday night, Dreamtime at the G. Now, Thursday night football has been a huge hit with the fans, and they want more, Josh. So we had 14 Thursday night games during the home and away season in 2024. How many have we got in 2025?
We'll have 23 Ooh. Thursday nights in 2025. There was clearly a lot of fan feedback last year about how much they enjoyed Thursday night. So we thought it was important to deliver on that in the 2025 fixture.
That's amazing. So as we take a look at the club-by-club breakdown, Hawthorn have three, so they've been rewarded again. They've got a total of seven primetime slots. Essendon has four Thursday night games as well, and three Friday nights. So that's seven primetime slots. I'm keen to, I guess, get the reasoning behind that, because they did finish 11th on the ladder after a significant drop-off in the second half of the season. And when you compare that to Brisbane, who have five primetime games, they're the premiers. The Giants have none, and they played finals, and Port Adelaide just has one. So can you talk me through the reasoning behind Essendon getting so many Thursday night games?
Yeah, so look, logistically, our Thursday-Friday night mix is treated as a whole, and a bunch of things go into that. Everything from looking at the round in total and understanding what matchups are in those in any given round, as well as what venues the games have been played at and where those clubs are playing the week prior. And so all of those things go into play. We have a number of our big Victorian clubs featured across, as you would have just seen, including Essendon. Essendon were in the mix for finals right up until the end last year, and we hope they continue to push forward and become a finals contender in 2025. And for the clubs who potentially weren't represented as highly as some might have thought, there will be absolutely be opportunities in the back part of the fixture if all those factors align.
Well, that's of course because we only have the first 16 weeks of the fixture at this stage. So Thursday, March 6th, circle it in your diaries and put it in your calendar, because that is when footy returns for 2025. Opening round is back again, Josh, and the Brisbane Lions are set to unfurl their premiership flag at the Gabba on the Thursday night against Geelong. Hawthorn and Essendon are the two new teams in opening round. How do you get to decide who plays in that? Do the clubs lobby you? How does that whole process work?
So the opening round was a great success last year, and the key measures are fans watching and fans going to games. Now, we had four sellout games last year, and so what we're trying to do in the overall opponent mix is deliver on those two things, and importantly, it's looking at performance based on the year prior and rotating some clubs through, and so we've done that with three new clubs playing in 2025. to launch the season.
I mean, given the fact that they were all sellout games, those four, was there any consideration to maybe adding an extra game or maybe have a Victorian game as well, or you were just happy to stick with those two states?
So what's critically important about opening round is that we launch the season strongly in New South Wales and Queensland. And we will continue to look at the structure on how we maximise it, but we feel right now the best approach is to have the four games in New South Wales and Queensland.
And in 2025, those four games will be spread out across the 4 days, so Thursday night, Friday night, and then a Saturday and Sunday. We didn't have any Sundays in 2024.
In 24 we had two Saturday games, and we just felt a better spread of games. It gives fans something to watch every day of the long weekend. So
I know, great for Victorian fans too, because it is the long weekend, so they can of course travel interstate and you don't have to take a day off. And tickets go on sale for opening round in early December as well, so worth noting that. So due to opening round, of course, we have the early buys for those eight teams that do feature. Those teams will have the buy within the first four rounds of the season, which is a slight change from 2024 because those buys were spread across the first 7 weeks of the season. Did you have feedback from clubs around that, wanting it a bit earlier?
So the buy structure in 2024 was driven by a Wednesday night Anzac Eve game, which Melbourne and Richmond took a buy, so they didn't have to take a four-day break into that game. And so this year we've just been able to condense them in the early part of the fixture. So by the time clubs get to gather round, we'll have an even ladder based on number of games.
Nice. And mid-season buys just remain the same for all 18 clubs?
Yeah, so those will be spread across round 12 to 16. Importantly, over that period, we'll have three Saturday games all the way through, so there won't be any gaps in the fixture on Saturdays.
Yeah, nice. To gather round now, and that takes place in round 5 of the season, the week before Easter. It kicks off with the Crows and the Cats at Adelaide Oval on the Thursday night. Now, Adelaide has hosted every opening game of Gather Round on the Thursday night. Is this something the club wants to make a tradition for them?
No, so the Gather Round structure is tried and tested and really it's gone from strength to strength. Adelaide opening has been consistent over the past 3 years. It's not something that is guaranteed in the future, but when we map out the holistic mix of games, we're trying to maximise crowds for every game and find the best slots, and we think Adelaide Geelong is a great way to start.
It's a cracking game for sure. This year we also have a new venue to check out. So the Mount Barker is out, but the Barossa is in, and a good chance for fans to get down to the Barossa Valley, isn't it?
It is. So Mount Barker's been great the last couple of years. It's really put on show that region of South Australia, and now we get an opportunity working with the SA government to develop a new venue out at Barossa in Lindock, and that'll really showcase the wine region for all it is.
Now, last season, we actually had a double header at Adelaide Oval on the Saturday. There's a wider gap, I guess. So there's a Saturday night game and then an early game between Carlton and West Coast at 12:50 p.m. Just talk me through the reasoning behind, I guess, getting rid of that double header.
So in the past, a single ticket would get you into both games. Now, the reason why we spread it is basically because all games were sold out last year, we didn't want any fans missing out on being able to go to games. So we can get full houses in on the Saturday afternoon and then again on the Saturday night.
Now, of course, the much-anticipated semi-final rematch between Port Adelaide and Hawthorn will take centre stage as the closing game of Gather Round. It was a very fiery contest. As we know, Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley was fined $20,000 for his part in a post-game stoush. Did the clubs request a rematch here at Gather Round, or is this something the AFL really wanted to showcase given there is a great rivalry brewing?
Yeah, so the 2024 final series is probably one of the best we've seen in a long time, potentially ever. And so each year we're looking at those big games with sort of great results. Mm. Brisbane Geelong to open the season was one of those. And then Port Adelaide Hawthorn, a cracking game of footy, was another one which we wanted to put up in lights. And we thought, what better way to put it on show on a Sunday night, which is a new marquee slot that'll be a part of the fixture, and to close Gather Round in Adelaide.
I know plenty of Hawks fans who are changing their flights as we speak so that they can make it to that final game of the round. And Gather Round tickets, you can grab them on December 10 and 11. So make sure you don't miss out. Head to afl.com.au for more information. So Josh, I want to break down the fixture a little bit more in terms of how you managed to put it together. And as we know, every team plays each other once and then six teams twice. So the weighted rule is crucial crucial when you're deciding who plays who a second time. Just quickly run us through and refresh our memories on how that works.
Yeah, so each club plays six teams twice across the year. Those are split into based on where you finished on the ladder after finals. And so you play up to three of your own group and then between one and two of the other two groups twice.
Okay, so those are the groupings. And what every fan wants to know is who they are playing twice. So let's take a look at the breakdown at the moment. And we've got two grand final rematches. Is that something you really like to feature in the fixture?
Yeah, each year we'll try to ensure that the grand final rematch is a double matchup.
Yep, so you can see there Hawthorn also playing Melbourne and Adelaide, Carlton and Collingwood twice, and Brisbane and Port Adelaide. So potentially a tough start for the Hawks. Taking a look here, Carlton play two of the bottom three sides from 2024 twice next year, and then they get traditional rivals Collingwood and Essendon twice. That would be a big priority for the club, isn't it, those traditional rivalries?
Yes, absolutely. The big Victorian clubs do like playing each other, and it's clear when you get 80-plus thousand at the MCG that the fans love it too, so the more of those types of matchups, the better.
And then the bottom six teams all get three double matchups against other teams in the same group. And it looks like you've sort of grouped those bottom six sides. So Melbourne, Adelaide, Richmond in one, and then Gold Coast, West Coast and North Melbourne in the other. Is that right?
Look, the double matchups are a broad formula that factors in a bunch of different things. And that's just an output of the formula.
So there you have it. That's who your team plays twice. Now, North Melbourne have sold a couple of games to WA. So they are going to spend a week, Josh, in Western Australia as we take a look at their game. So the King's birthday weekend, first game against West Coast in Bunbury. Talk me through the reasoning behind a game at Hans Oval.
Yeah, so North Melbourne have been playing games in Tasmania for a number of years. As we know, there is a Tasmanian team entering the competition in 2028. And so we've been working with North Melbourne, and North Melbourne have really driven what their future looks like. And they've done a deal with the West Australian Government and Tourism WA to play two games in Western Australia, one in the southwest region of WA in Bunbury, which really shores up their future. And from 2026 onwards, they'll also play more games back in Melbourne, which is a great win for their fans. Bunbury itself is in the southwest region of WA, is a footy mad part of the country. And it's also the home for the Margaret River wine region. And so Hans Oval, a recently redeveloped venue funded by the state government, gives us a really good opportunity to showcase that venue and that region to the rest of the country.
And I'm guessing the WA clubs weren't complaining about having to travel one less week during the season, were they?
Look, it was absolutely driven by North Melbourne, but the WA clubs will see some benefit in having one less trip over east.
So as you mentioned off the top, we have a new broadcast agreement starting in 2025. Now, there are still the same amount of games that will be aired on free-to-air television, although Fox will be allowed to commentate or have their own commentary teams for all games. All Saturday games will be produced by Fox. How is that going to shake out for fans who don't have pay TV?
Yeah, look, so the new broadcast deal, previously Thursday nights were classed as a marquee fixture.
Yep.
We've now transitioned that into a standard fixture which will feature in the first 23 rounds. So that means Seven has a Thursday night, a Friday night and a Sunday afternoon fixture, and then Foxtel will produce all Saturday games in what we call Super Saturday. There's no change from a free-to-air point of view broadly. All non-Victorian markets will still get to see their local teams play on Channel 7, at times on delay.
Okay.
But every game's available live on Foxtel throughout the year.
Did the new agreement impact your ability in this fixturing process at all, or was it pretty seamless to move through?
Look, it definitely has impacts with more Thursday nights. There's additional constraints, but I feel like where we've landed in the overall mix of games shapes up the season really well and flows each round.
And just before I let you go, looking at round 11, we have two games at Marvel Stadium on Saturday, May 24th. So the Blues and the Giants at 1:20 p.m. That's followed by the Brews and the Pies later that night at 7:35. We've never really seen that sort of double up at a stadium before, even though there is a gap. A reason behind that?
Yeah, well, look, it's similar to the Adelaide Oval game in Gather Round. So there are a number of rounds with a lot of games in Melbourne, and we saw this as an opportunity in Sir Doug Nicholls round to play two games at Marvel Stadium on the one day and build a Sir Doug Nicholls round activation around that day in the broader Marvel Stadium precinct.
Beautiful, because it is the 10th anniversary of Sir Doug Nicholls round as well, so a lovely way to be able to activate there. Josh, your work isn't quite done yet because you've still got half a fixture to go. When do you start work on that, or did you get a little bit of a breather?
Yeah, we'll start to see how teams are performing early in the year and release it sort of 4 to 6 weeks out of the games commencing.
Beautiful. Well, well done, Josh. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Nat.
And thank you so much for watching. As we say goodbye, we're going to leave you with a little taste of what's to come in 2025.
Do it by Norton. Smith over his shoulder. There's a bounce on through. Back-to-back goals.
Just kicked it in play. Fulton! Taking to the air.
Jake Stringer, happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday, Jake Stringer, number 30.
Oh, big mark. Tom Barras. Barras just in the nick of time.
What about